Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be here with you, my beloved. You know, I was reading through Paul, and Paul's like this, from the world's perspective, you would call Paul a man's man. I mean, he wasn't like, he didn't have a fuzzy in the natural personality, yet he became this great lover of God and lover of people, because that's what happens. He was compelled by the love of Christ. And yet he, in several places, like in Romans 16, and when he's closing out the book of Philippians is one of the places, he refers to them as his, he said, you're my beloved, you're my crown, you're my joy, you're my beloved. And for a long time I said, Lord, I want to start addressing the people that I have stewardship over or I minister to as my beloved, but it sounds so corny. And so I had to have a breakthrough about that whole thing, because love is transparent, you know? And if you're not willing to be transparent, then you're going to be holding back. And so if Paul can say that, I can say that, that you're my beloved. And that really fits better the truth for me, you know? And so it feels good to be with you. One of the great chapters in the Bible, John 15. I've taught from it a gazillion times over the years. It never gets old. I think we spent 3.5 years in John 14. There's no telling how long we'll be in John 15. Also, I want to thank, especially, I just want to acknowledge and thank Father Bob. He's kind of taken over a lot of the liturgical responsibilities for me and our noon Eucharist, and he's really an amazing anointed liturgist. And so, good job, Marine. So again, these verses, we're not going to look at everything today, of course. Look at little bits at a time. But Jesus said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. And that's going to be a powerful thing to look at, I don't know if we will today. The word there to prune, we always think of cutting. It's actually the word cleanse. And one of the ways that a vine dresser cleanses is by clipping some things away, but it's the idea of cleansing. You are already clean because of the word. Oh, wow, that's how God does the pruning, the cleansing, is with his word? Yes. See, it's hard for me not to talk about this because every part's good, but this isn't the part we're supposed to talk about yet. Verse 4 through 6 is what I want to look at. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. In the Greek, the word nothing means nothing. It means nilch. Not a thing. Apart from me, you can do nothing, therefore you shouldn't try. So when we use terms like we're living from Christ and not for Christ, that's significant. Because you can do things apart from him, for him, out of sincerity. There's a big difference between living for him. Now I know your heart is we want to love him and all that, but to live from him is for the vine, the life of the vine, to flow through the branch. Now, remember, when for a branch, what's the purpose of a branch? What's the branch's identity? The identity of a branch is that it exists to receive and display vine life. That's what fruit is. Because the vine involves the root and the big stem that comes up, and that's the sap, the life-giving flow in this grape vine coming up. And what a branch does is a branch receives and displays the life of the vine in the form of fruit. And fruit are just different characteristics of the life of Christ and his impact on the world around us. Every Christian is a Christian because they're in Christ. Now, I've said this a million times. I can't get over the reality of it, the statement of it. It just blows my mind. That what makes you a Christian is that you have been placed into the very life of Christ. You've been woven into the fabric of his existence, and therefore he's woven into the fabric of your existence. Again, like putting a sponge in a bucket of water, So the sponge is in the water and the water is in the sponge. They've become one. Sponge is still the sponge, water still the water, but they've infused together. That's what completes you. See, that's what makes a human being now whole and alive. God's answer to our fallenness, our brokenness, our spiritual death, dead in our trespasses and sins, is about placing us into the life of Jesus. And therefore now his life is flowing and infused in us. So every person who's a Christian is a Christian only because you've been placed into Christ. You've been fused into his life so that he can live his life and his story through your life and your life story, which changes your life story completely, right? Amen? So every person's a Christian because they're in Christ, but every person who's in Christ doesn't always abide in Christ. You're in Christ, but not every Christian lives abiding in him. So many Christians live as if they're again that living for him instead of living from him. Now, just looking up some words again, the word for vine is a particular Greek word. But the word for branch is another word that can be used for vine. It can also, the idea of it being branch, but it's also another word that can be used for vine. And so when you talk about, if you look at a grapevine, you can say about the grapevine, well, the grapevine comes up and then it branches out. Now hear me again. The grapevine comes up and all the life flows from that and from the root, and that grapevine branches out. That's what a branch means. It has something that branches out from some root, some vine, some trunk. It branches out. So it's not like it's a branch that's been attached to the vine. So that we can say to the branches, now, how do you get the life of the vine to flow through you? It's not a branch attached to a vine. It's part of the vine called branch. There's a huge difference. It's a part of the vine called branch. You can't say, well, this is an arm attached to Chuck. It's part of Chuck called arm. And so if I pull up to a bank teller and I give them a check to cash for $100, they can't look at me and say, well, I can't let the arm cash the check. I need for Chuck to bring the check. And I would say, well, this may be news to you, but this arm is a part of Chuck. You can't separate the arm from Chuck. But so many teachings that I hear and so many Christians live as if they're an arm attached to Jesus instead of understanding they are the body of Christ, that a branch is part of the vine and the part of the vine that is branching out is part of the vine called branch. Therefore, understand that reality, can the vine have wisdom and the branch not have it? No, it's part of the vine. Can the vine have an anointing and the branch not have it? No. I was noticing the other day, I was just going through Philippians again, reading it over and over again because we're doing that on Wednesday nights, that it's like 32 times in the book of Philippians, he uses the word Christ. He talks about Jesus, he uses the word him, but like 30-something times, Christ, Christ, Christ. And you know the word Christ means anointed one. And the Philippians, the ultimate theme of Philippians, just like it is in all the other letters that Paul wrote, is about who you are in Christ. And knowing who you are in Christ and then how to live out of that reality. Instead of you living for Christ, allowing Christ to live through you. Christianity works that way. That's why it's called Christianity. It's Christ living his life through us. They use the term over and over again, describing Christians as people of the way, because it's a way of life that was different than anything that they knew before. And then they began to call them Christians because they seemed like they were little Christs. Now, I'm not telling you that you're Christ. You with me? But Christianity is about Christ-likeness. Christ in union with you revealing his life. That's fruit. So you're part of the vine called branch. The vine can't have wisdom. The vine can't have anointing without the branch having it. The vine can't have patience without the branch having it. The vine can't have love without the branch having it. The vine can't have peace without the branch having it. The vine can't have joy without the branch having it. That's just reality. And so Christians aren't trying to get the life of the vine to flow through them. To abide simply means to remain in that position of resting in the branch, the vine, and receiving the life of the vine. Just letting it flowing and just acknowledging that. Just resting in that reality. Living in a consciousness of that. And so if I... sometimes I may have a situation where some weeks can get kind of crazy, and what I can hear conversations in my head like, there's just too much on your plate. And then I'm reminded that it's the vine's plate, and his plate is so big it's never too much. Oh, you mean I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me? Yep. There's a difference between knowing there's times when I need to get rest and complaining about, well, there's just too much. How many times have you ever said, I just can't take that anymore? Well, that sounds like a branch that separated itself somehow from the vine, because the vine never can't take it anymore. The ability to take it flows from the vine into the branch. You have his ability to take it. Well, it's getting on my last nerve. The vine doesn't have a last nerve. You with me? And so if I were to say to Brett, Father Brett, hey, Father Brett, look, here's my card. Would you go get this for me? It's my card, it's in my name. And he would go in confidence, resting, because he knows I wouldn't send him to get something that there wasn't the resources to get it. He would be abiding, resting and receiving. You never walk outside and see an apple tree. Well, I'll use this example. Gail gave me a bunch of pears. Now, I love pears. I love Alabama pears. This is like eating a baseball. It tastes good, but it's like eating a baseball because they don't ever get soft. But they taste good. But I thought, you know, I've never walked by a pear tree and I've heard the branch going, oh my. Yeah, so many of us live the Christian life that way. We try so hard to be like Christ. We try so hard to make it work. We wear ourselves out. What a branch does is just abides. The life of the vine's flowing. All that a branch has to do is just receive it consciously. Just rest in it. Not try, just trust. And so I know that I can't face anything that he doesn't have wisdom for, because he can't have wisdom and he may not have it. I can't face any ministry opportunity, like later we're going to give prophetic words. I don't ever experience. I've been very intentional over the years. I'll never go a day where I don't give a word to somebody, because Jesus doesn't take breaks. He doesn't do that kind of thing. And you know what? It's not about me. It's about him. And so can the vine have a word and the branch not have it? I've discovered the only way that can happen is for the branch just to sort of shut down. Because that's what Jesus does. And there's no strain on me. There's no stress on me. No pressure on me. It's all on him. Can I walk into a situation with someone who's hard to love? Or how about somebody who's hard to like? I hear Christians say that all the time. I love him. I just don't like him very much. Well, I hate to say it. I hate to break this to you, but Jesus doesn't feel that way about people. He may not like the way they behave, but he likes them. And therefore, as the branch, I don't have to figure this out. I just have to rest and thank him that his love for this person and his likability for this person is flowing in me. And so I just thank him for that. And then we love him with the love of the vine. We speak words of wisdom and counseling with the love of the great counselor who's divine. We do whatever. We pray for people because the vine's anointed, and the vine can't be anointed and the branch not be. You can't lose his patience. You ever lost yours? Because yours wasn't with her flip in the first place. You should have thrown it away a long time ago. If you can lose it, you should just go ahead and throw it away and live by his, because he doesn't lose it, ever. That's so liberating. Amen? It's so crazy simple. There's surely got to be more complicated than that. No. Apart from him, you can do nothing. But you're not apart from him. Therefore, you can do all things in whatever context, in whatever relationships, in Christ. And that's why, for me, the solution for people's issues is rarely, is this person's got to change or this situation's got to change. What if they don't? You're a branch attached to the vine? No, you're a part of the vine called branch. You're just part of the vine that branches out. And if Jesus can handle that, guess what? So can you. Not because you're trying to, because you're just receiving the life of the vine. and it's now being on display called fruit. You're not trying to bear fruit. You're not a fruit producer. You're a fruit bearer. There's a big difference. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So we'll have fun with this all week. All month. Up to Christmas, probably.